get rained out, rained in. Chayes, I come on the wrong thing. Today's Aleph Chaf Hey, right?
Yep.
Okay, starting two lines down. We had yesterday basically that Eimad Likin v'Shemen Sreifa Biyond, which means the Shemen is Truma Tameya. You can't use it on Yontif. You had four Pshotim over here. Why not? But whatever it is, you see that Shemen of Truma Tameya can be used as light on Yontif if you got problems. But during the week, you can light up Shemen Truma Tameya. Oh, so the Gemara says, Biyontif Uda Osim. That's clear. I mean, it's. I could have told you very simple. You can't use Shem and say because Truma Tamei is also behind Noah Fartik. You're not allowed to lose it. That's clear. That's not what's going on over here. Came up with Komeni Zachin over here. Said, Dochalos say at the end, Enes, Dolos, say whatever it is. But clearly, the Shem and Shal Truma Tamei is Mutu Bahan Noah. It's a very important thing. In other words, a Truma Tamei, do we know you can't eat it? On that, but you can be Nene from it. So, how do you know? Who said so? Truth of the matter is, the Gemara should start the other way. Why should it be us? I mean, the person is innocent until proven guilty. I mean, the Gemara really should have started the other way. Why is it us? Why is it? You're saying, how do you know it's us? How do you know it's mutabano? The question should be, why should we us? The Tosafot goes into that. Why the presupposition here would be that it's us? We would learn it from Bikurim, from Maizah, the whole story. But somehow to go new in the back of it, so it really should be us. So how do you know it's Taka Muta? So that's three ways here. My time, Omar Rav. Kishem Shemitzah Lisroi Fakodshim Shenitmu. Just like there's a mitzvah to burn. Kodshim Tmeyim, right? Kodshim become Tmeyim, you have to burn them. So it's a Sreifa. Kach Mitzvah Lisroi Es Hatrumo Shenitmi. So too, there's a mitzvah to burn Truma Tmeyim. Probably because it's called Kodesh. It's also not 100% clear where that's coming from, but perhaps because it's referred to as Kodesh in the Chumash. It's not even clear if this is Rabbon or the Rice, whatever, but listen what the Rice continues. But the Omra Taira Bishas Biura Tehenem Imenu. As you're destroying it, as you're burning it, you can have Hanor. That's what we wanted to know. Good, but how do you know that? Mehechon Omra Taira. Where does it say in the Torah that as you burn the Truma Tmei, you can be Nana? Meaning, you can use it for fuel for a fire to cook your food. Or you can use it like here for a lamp, because it being Nana as you're destroying it. How do you know that? So we're going to have three systems in the Gemara. Midir Rav Nachman, that's the first system. That's the one that's usually quoted. Domer Rav Nachman, Omer Barabu Amakur. The Pasuk says, Vani hinei nosati lecho. It's a plural. Mishmeres true moisai, my true mois. Bishtei trumas akos of medabi. The Torah is talking about two trumas. What are those two trumas? Achas truma tehoira, the achas truma tmeya. And it says, notsati lecho es mishmeres true moisai. I gave you, Pasha de Koyanim, my true mois. I gave you Truma Torah, and I gave you Truma Tmei. I gave you Truma Tmei for you, meaning for you to eat. And I gave you Truma Tmei for you to have Anor from as you destroy. It's yours. Yeah, it's not for eating, you're not allowed to eat Truma Tmei, but it's yours to use it as fuel under your Tavshil, meaning as fuel. So there we have, that's the first system we know that Truma Tmeya is Mutter Lehonois Boy as you destroy it. Okay. Fine. System number two, a little bit more complicated. Vibo Yisemu amid the Rebbe Bo. In the beginning of Kisovo, we have the parish of Vidui Meisers over there. You say Vidui, I didn't do this, I didn't do this, whatever you're not supposed to do. Okay. One of the things is, Lo biarti mimenu betome. They're referring there to Meisers Shein. I didn't consume it or destroy it, betome. Meaning, if I was Tome, or if it was Tome. So it says there that Maisa Sheni, once it's Tomei, I can't use it. I can't be nene, consume it, whatever you want to call it. But the word Mimenu, says the Gemara, is extra. Mimenu I Atomavia. Mimenu, from Maisa Sheni, that's Tomei, you can't burn, meaning use it as it's consumed. Aval Atomavia Shemin Shal Truma Shenitmas. To the reverse. In other words, the pasuk clearly says that my sheni is also bahano as you destroy it. But it says mimenu, from it, meaning but from something else, you could have ano when you destroy it, when you burn it. So we see that truma shenitmas is mut. In fact, the more legitimate question, that's an open-ended thing. It says this one is also something else is mut. Who told you that something else is truma tmeya? Maybe the something else is kodshim psulim. It's kodshim psulim. Now, the din is not that way. We need to agree. We say kochim became tomei, and you burn them. You can't have a no as you burn them. Truma, you can. Who told you? Just maybe it's that way. Ve'emo mimenu yatomavi v'altomavi shemen shel kodesh. Maybe that's what the pasuk means to tell me. The Torah specifies that ma'isa sheni shenitmo, you can't have a no, because something else you can as you burn it. That something else is kochim shenitmo. Who told you that it's truma shenitmas? Isn't it the kal v'chomer that if my sheni is also bahano as you burn it, kodesh avad, the kodesh is more chomer than my sheni. Ma meiser akal omra toyre lo biatim yemenu betomei kodesh chomer lo kolshke. Meaning kodesh is zichem more chomer than my sheni. We'll soon see why. So, what would you be? You want to tell me you're going to use the pasuk mimenu to tell me that my sheni is also when it's taught me to use it as it goes. My sheni can hegdish is muta. Well, that makes sense. If my sheni is also, avadak hegdish is also. Afraid the Gemara, no epazay, say the same thing with truma. So what are you telling me? The pasuk means mimenu, you can't use my sheni, you can use truma. You have the same kal v'chomer, as we'll see in a minute. Truma is mochomer and my sheni also. Yochi truma nami, lema kal v'chomer. Let's say the same thing, that truma is more than my sheni. Truma is not. Frank di Gemara, hoksiv mimenu. What should I do? Good kal v'chomer, there's a pasuk mimenu. Mimenu is telling me something is muta. So Frank had a classic question. Because basically you have two things playing against us here. On one hand, my sheni is kal, both from truma and from kodesh. So lechura, I would say, if the Torah said that my sheni is also ba'anu as he destroyed, certainly truma is, and certainly kodesh is. Good. On the other hand, I have a pasuk that says mimenu is also, but something else is muta. So the Gemara says like this: when it comes to kodesh, I say it's also because of the kal v'chomer. Frank the Gemara, so you have the same kal v'chomer by truma. Frank the Gemara, have the pasuk overrides the kal v'chomer. Good. So put the you have one this way, one that way. I don't know where to put it. Put the kal. You're telling me put the kal v'chomer on kodshim, and you come out like this: if my sheni is also bano, avad the kodesh is also. The pasuk that tells me something is muter is truma. Very nice. Flip it the other way. Say the kal v'chomer says truma is also. I deposit pasuk on kodshim. It's a fifth. It's we're up in grams in as we have. We have a pasuk that says it's something's muter. We have a kal v'chomer that says both are osur. We got to put the pasuk on something and kal v'chomer the other thing. So you decided you put the kal v'chomer on kodesh and the pasuk on truma. You come out kodesh is osur, truma's muter. Maybe I should forget. Hoksiv mimen umarois, meaning the one says marois. Why do you go this way? If I didn't have a pasuk, I'd say they're both osur because there's a kal v'chomer on both. The pasuk l'chura is saying something's muter. I don't know which one. So why'd you decide to go this way? Says the Gemara, Mistabra, again, we're going to come out at the end of the day that one of them's Osir, one of them's Mutter. That's we got no choice. Says the Gemara, makes sense to say Kodesh is Osir, because Kodesh has a lot of Chumras. That's basically what we're going to come out at the end. But the Gemara through the mechanics of this, very interesting. Mistabra Kodesh loy mimatin. It's mistabra to say that Kodesh we're not mimait. Meaning Kodesh we leave with the kal v'chomer and we say just if my sheni is us, the Kodesh avada us. Why? Shekein simin pankachas six chumras. I'm going to explain right away. That stands for the next six words. Kodesh has six chumras. Six God grace of chumras. It makes sense to say it also has the chumra that's also b'hano. Pigel. Pigel, you know, pigel means if you shecht. the korban, let's say, I'm asked to eat it, chutz lezmano, chutz lemekayme, whatever. And that doesn't exist anywhere but in Kodesh. Noisa has this asik if you leave it over a day, it's your atchav koris. It's exactly you don't have anywhere else. Korban, it's called a korban. That itself is a psachumer, it's a psachoylizat. Me'ila, there's me'ila by kodeshim. Of course, as Rashi points out, the kodeshim we're talking about, there's no me'ila, because kodeshim that you can eat, that you were about to eat, and became told me there was no me'ila on such kodeshim. But kodeshim in general have the concept of me'ila. The kores, yeah, that's a big one. If somebody is tomei, not the boss, if the kohen is tomei, eats a kodeshim, the chayiv kores. In truma, it's not the way. It's misvedei shamay. But I made a mistake before that. Misvedei shamay is when the kohen is tomei and he eats the truma. The truma is tomei, it's not misvedei shamay. Okay, and the samach is osir le'oinon. An oinon, right? I mean, someone who the first day before the kfura is not allowed to eat kodshim. All these things don't apply to truma. All six of these things are in kodshim and not in truma. Pigle, there's no pigle by truma. There's no noisa by truma. It's not called a korban. There's no me'ila by truma. There's no chiyuv koris if you eat it when you tell me. It's chiyuv misa b'dei shamay. And koris is more common than misa b'dei shamay. Rashi goes here because koris carries with it always ariri. That's a big, why is koris more than ariri? This doesn't go that way necessarily, but the Rashi always learns that koris always comes together with ariri, losing the children. That's its chumra of misa shamay. And also le'oinan, truma is mutter. The Gemara Yevamos has a clear pasuk that an oinan is allowed to eat truma. He's not allowed to eat ma'isa shein, he's not allowed to eat kodshim, but he's allowed to eat truma. So you have these six bombs that make kodshim more chomer than truma. So now I have a choice. I have a mimenu that says something is mutter. Either kodesh or truma. So the Gemara says, mistaber to say that we say kodesh is also truma's mutter, because kodesh has these six chumras over truma. So we now have another question: should we put the chumra of asa b'hanoah during the burning on kodesh on truma? Mistaber to put it on kodesh, because kodesh has six big ones, the big six we'll call them. Frank the Gemara, truma is not exactly a pushover either, you know. Truma has its chumras too. Adarabu, truma loy memayitno shekein machpaz simen misa, meaning if a czar will eat truma, see, that's an interesting thing. Here we can turn it around. Truma is Muhammad and kodshim, because kodshim kalim mosh that she can eat. Anybody can eat them. Truma, a czar can't eat truma. Mitzvah shemayim for a czar that eats truma. Chaimesh, a czar she'ochel truma, what do you call it? A czar that eats truma b'shoigeg, we learn, you have to carry v'chaimish. But kodshim not. Once it's mutter to eat, there's no more meila, there is no more chaimish. That's memches. Pay. Ain lo pidyon. Truma, there's no way to make pidyon on truma. Kodshim, sometimes there is. Depends. Let's say got a mum. There's a concept, generally enough, there is a possibility of getting out of the kodesh. Truma, you can't. Once you're truma. Vasura lezorim forever, but kodshim, many of them are muta lezorim, all kodshim kalim. So truma is also not exactly a pushover. So our question is, should I put the chumrah of Isra Hanoh on kodesh, or should I put it on truma? So God says, mistaber, put it on kodshim, because it has the big six. One second, but truma has the big four. So put it on truma, says the Gemara, Hanoch nefishim. Sof, I have six chumers by kodshim, and I have four chumers by truma. So I still say the weight is, the mistaber is to put the chumer on kodshim. Ibo yiseimo, it's not so much the six against the four. It's that one of the chumers in kodshim is very strong, chorus. Chorus is a heavy one. Ibo yisei kodesh chumer shekein onush chorus. As Rashi puts it, that's more, that's trei chumra. Person dies young with chatzon l'tzlon, his children are wiped out. He didn't have children, doesn't have them, he loses them. That's a heavy chumra. It's not a question, six against four. Chorus is the big one. So that's our second system. Again, let's not lose the forest for the trees here. Or the trees for the forest, I forgot how it goes. But we want to know, how do you know that truma tmeya is muta b'hanoa b'hadloka b'biya, whatever you call it. So we're doing it in a very complicated way. Because it says by Ma'aseh Sheni, You can't use it when it's tummy. But it says bimenu, meaning from something else, you can. And we decided that even though Mitzvara, once my Sasheni's also, Kachim should be also certainly, and Truma certainly should be also. But Mimenu says one of them is Mutter. So when I have the choice, should Kaidish be also, Truma be Mutter, or should Kaidish be Mutter and Truma be also, I opt for the option that Kachim is also and Truma is Mutter. Either because Kachim has six Chumers against Truma's four Chumers, there's weight in numbers, or because the Chumer of Chorus, that's the big one, and that's by Kachim. So I apt to make the chumrah of no burning by kochim and the cool of yes burning by truma. So that's our second system. The third system, Rav Machan by Yitzchak Omakro Omakro Titen Loi. Rashi brings all possible gracious the goncho Titen Loi. Give it to him. Give it to the kohen. Lo velo li oirei. Give it to him. And not him, meaning that he should be able to use it and eat it. And not to his fire that should burn it. What are we talking about? We're talking about there, meaning, Rashi says, meaning, let's say I have a produce that's tor, and I have produce that's tome. And I have to take truma. So what should I give the koi? I feel like this. I mean, I'd rather give him the tome in the sense that I'm much more limited what I can do with the tome stuff. So I'll do a shtickle like this. I have whatever it is. I have 100 whatever it is bushels of tahor stuff, and I have let's make it 10 bushels of tome stuff. So how much truma do I have to give? Okay, I have 110. So on 100, you give 2. On 110, you give 2.2, whatever it is. I'll give him 2.2 of the tome, and that'll knock off everything. In other words, I'm giving him tome stuff to get out from Torah stuff. You're not allowed to do that. Why not? From this pasuk. Titen loy v'lo le'oire. Meaning, if you have something that you can give him that he can use, give him something that he can use, as opposed to something that he can put in his fire. Now, all I have is Tomei, that's a different story. But if you have Tomei, you have Tor, then give him that which is Loi, which he can use as he wishes to eat it, as opposed to that which you have to put into the fire. Michlal de bas oirehu. You see, though, that the Tomei is not nothing. It's not going in the garbage. It's going la oirei. It would be used as firewood. So you see that the Tomei Truma, it's not nothing. It could be used as firewood. That's all we want to know. Now, this is a very strange limud if you think about it. But don't say that in the pasuk. It says titen loy. That word lo loy is the price. Maybe the pasuk means titen loy. And you're telling me the pasuk says give it to him for full use as opposed to him for firewood. Meaning give him Torah instead of Tomei. Meaning the Tomei could be used as firewood. But you'd rather give him the Torah because that he can eat. Who told you that's what it means? Maybe it means teeth and low. Give him the Torah stuff because that he could eat. Don't give him the Tomei stuff because that he has to throw the garbage. Don't say anything in a pasuk. It says teeth and low. You're saying the alternative is la'ayre. Explain both Rashi and Tosfos. Because if the Truma Tomei would be worthless in Gansen, would go into garbage. The garbage, I mean, it would be destroyed, but you couldn't use it as it was being. It had no value at all. Then the Torah doesn't have to tell me titen lo v'lo to the garbage. That's obvious. Once the Torah would say titen, give him something, so I know I have to give him something that has value as opposed to that has absolutely no value. If the Torah is telling me, give him this as a titen loy, something that he can use, as opposed to what? What's the alternative? What's the option? Obviously, there's something else he can use for lesser purposes. Obviously, the tome is not zero. It's a less than tor, but it has a usage. Meaning, he can use it la siko tachas tavshilo. So we come out at the end of the day with three pshotim. Three pshotim in how we know that truma tmeyo can be used by the koyin to have anua as it's destroyed. Mishmeres Trumoisai, I gave you two trumas to use. The Torah I gave you to eat, and the Tomei I gave you to use as if a firewood, whatever the good word make up for that. Then we have the story with Mimenu. Only my Sasheni's awesome, but something else is moot, and we figure out we'd rather go truma. Or new thing, Titan Lovalola. There is an option over there. The Tomei has some usage. Okay. Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says in the Mishnah, Madlikin be'itron mipnei kvoid haShabbos. Chachomim matirin. You can't use itron for your licht mipnei kvoid haShabbos. Now itron, the Gemara said before, was psula de zifso. The bottom one here, chafomun base. Itron a psula de zifto. Zephyr is pitch. When itron is some byproduct or an after product of pitch. I don't know what pitch is, and I don't know what itron is. They have an English word. The fellow from Philadelphia calls it itron. I don't know what language that is, but they have an English word. No, that's Zephyr. What's itron? Itron, yeah. Jasper also didn't know what it was. What? What is it? Uh-huh. The Gemara. No, that's Zephyr. Zephyr's pitch. It's not tar. I'm not sure what it is. It comes from a tree. It's some sort of a resin coming out of a tree. And after this, the pitch comes out, then the itron comes out. But be that as it may, Reb Shaul says you can't use it. What's my kveda Shabbos? Interesting piece of Gemara. My time. What does it mean? Mekved HaShabbos. What does that mean? Omar Rabba mitoshe reichoy ra. It has a bad smell. Now, Tais points out, I have to be careful here. What is it? It's coming from a tree. That's more. I don't, does turpentine come from a tree? Yeah. It is a type of sap. Yeah. A resin. Oh, okay, whatever. Good. I don't know. Now, we have to be careful here because one of the things we can use, I think, is neft. This mission, you can use neft. Now, we had a Gemara in Daf Yud Beis that neft has a bad smell. If you remember, if the light is made out of neft, we're not afraid it'll tilt it because no one else can fool around, your hands smell. So neft smells bad. The neft you can use. It says you'll have to say that itron smells very bad. This is bad and very bad. This is very bad.
Kerosene,
maybe, yeah.
Kerosene is neft. Today.
Yeah, today they call kerosene neft. Yeah. But they don't translate neft as kerosene, do they? What? No, yeah, no, Zephyr doesn't smell. Mine doesn't smell. They translate neft as naphtha, no? I don't know what that is, naphtha. It's similar to kerosene. Okay, good. So that has a bad smell, but not a very bad smell. This stuff apparently is bad news. So mitel sherech. Now, what's the reich horas? What's like a farlach? Gzeir shemi yani chena v'yetsi. You like your Shabbos live with something that smells gefarlach? You're going to walk out. That's all. You won't be able to tolerate it. Comes Abaye and says, "Omale Abaye v'yetsi. What's the problem? So he'll go out. What do you care? You tell me you can't light your Friday night lich with something that smells bad. Why? Because if you will, maybe the guy won't be able to handle it and he'll walk out. So he'll walk out. So let him walk out. Well, what do you care?
Some kind of hanaf from the...
All right. I told you. We are smarter than the Gemara. I told you that. Omalei. Heshani omad lokas ne b'shabes choyvo. What do you mean walk out? You have to have neighbors. That this is a very interesting discussion over here. What about you think? What about you came from the moon? I mean, we're smarter than the Gemara, okay, but not that much smarter. Abaye didn't know there's a chayva to be madlik neighbors Friday night. Maybe he didn't. What's lachma? You got to have a mocha for that. We happen to have a mocha. The Mishnah says, "Al sholosh averus noshin meisas b'shas le'dostan." Correct. Three things women die. You see the midas hadin. One of them is adlokas aner. Well, we're playing games over here. He knew the Mishnah. Yeah, of course you have to light candles Friday night. What's the gemein though? Says Tosis, Daddy knew. We're discussing here a different thing, that you have to have the candles there on your table when you eat. That he didn't know about. Is a chovis that shalom bayis shouldn't trip and break your neck when you go to sleep, but that you have to eat by the light of neighbors. This idea, as Rashi says, that eating in the dark is not pleasant. Then Shabbos eating the like that, he didn't know. To which Robert tells, so you light the candles on the table, it'll smell bad, so go eat in the dark kitchen. What do you care? No, I do care. I want people to eat by the light. That's on the Shabbos. That's the discussion. That's what Tyson says. there's a very interesting rush here. The rush says, no, it's not mashmer that way. It sounds like we had lokas neir b'shabes choyva. It doesn't sound like we're talking b'shas achila. Had lokas neir. Abaye Taka didn't know that. Rosh says Abaye didn't know there was a chiv to be madlik neiris b'Friday night. It says over here, Aisha's meisof had lokas neir b'shabes. You know what I thought that meant? If she lights too late. Not she has to light. But if she is lighting and she lights too late, Vashtecha, you run the trouble. That's a chil Shabbos. That's how the Rosh says, I thought the Mishnah meant. And Rabbi straightened them out. No. Yes. What? When they either come closer, I'm not going to hear. Do we have a sifu right here? No.
So why does the lady have to the same thing like the
Lovis
of Hanukkah? She provided for a half hour.
Right.
The husband came
home. Right. No.
And finished. It doesn't have to be by Sudo.
No. That's no.
That's Gahabufa. That's
Gahabufa. Yeah, that's how Toysis learns that. Toysis learns that. That's what Toysis says. That's Toysis says. Tadlokas Nair is Tadlokas Nair. It doesn't even have to be by the table for half an hour. It could be in a bedroom. It could be in a hall going up to the bed. Shalom Bayi, shouldn't trip break your neck. But that by said, there's no such thing as eating. Who said you have to eat by the light? That's the Gemara. Yeah, that's Taisus says. That's the simple Pshat in the Gemara. We're saying the Rosh says not that he did the Losh is a much better way. The Losh sounds like he's being Machadish to Madlok as Neb Shabbos. She says, Eino Chanami, he didn't know to hold in. What? Yeah, good. Mandy, let me tell you something. Mandy, between Taisus and the Rosh, I don't like to say who's better. It's not Kedai, especially when it's on tape, you know. Between me and you, we'll talk. But okay, let's go. Anyway, Rechitzes Yadayim v'Raglayim v'Cham in Arvis Rishus. So as Tosfos points out, Choyve means it's more than Rechitzes Yadayim, because he held Rechitzes Yadayim, taking a hot shower, whatever it is for Shabbos, is Rishus. You want to? You don't. Ubaniyim, I say it's mitzvah. It's not a shus. It's a mitzvah. It's still less than choyv. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's an inyan to do it, but it's not as much as hadlokas neiris. My mitzvah. What about mitzvah? Washing for Shabbos. Dom Rabbi Yehuda Marav, a famous gemara. Kachoyim in Hogel Shor Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. Erev Shabbos, mevin lo arevo mleyo chamin. They would bring him a bowl of warm water, hot water. Verochitz pon of yodav viraglov. Wash himself. Umisatev. V'yoyshev b'sadinim hamtsuyotzim. He would put on a sadin. Now sadin means pishdon, and he had on it tzitzis sheltcheles. Now that's wool, correct? This is the problem of kelayim b'tzitzis. Okay. Now he had on taki kelayim b'tzitzis. He had a sadin shel pishdon, and the tzitzis were tcheles, the wool. V'doim l'malach Hashem tzvokis. Who's the little white? We're white, whatever. Well, your Talmidov, the Talmidim, Michabim Mimenu Kanfik Susan. They were hiding the corners of the beggar because their Sardinim didn't have tzitzis on them. Omalahan, he caught on. Bonai, my sons. Loikashon, Isilochem, didn't I teach you? Sadin b'tzitzis. What's the din of Sadin b'tzitzis? Me, can you put trailers? Can you make your lion on tzitzis? What's the din? Beshame poetry, you can't. Beisilil mechayvin. The way Rashi learns, Beisilil's mechayiv because the posuk says, Rashi brings it. The posuk says, where is it? Yeah, basim tziyotzim. Mutam and atayri. The dashin and smuchin lo silba shatneis. Next posuk gedilim tasaloch. So the fact they come on after it tells us that lo silba shatneis, but gedilim tasaloch. You can make tzitzis even though it's shatneis. Rashi learns Beshama is not Doyer Smuchim. He doesn't have that limud. So according to him, Midaraisi, you can't have a thing, what do you call it? That's Beshama. Beisilu Machayim. Vahalocha Kedivre Beisilu. Didn't I teach you that this question of Shatnas in the Tzitzis, Imachlek is Beshama and Beisilu? And Halocha Kedivre, that what? That we have this limud. Meaning that tzitzis is there even b'mokim shatnis. So why are you not having tzitzis on your sadinim? What's the problem, guys? Ve'inu savre zerushum ksus lailo. Avad, that's what we hope. Avad midirai, so there's no problem. But midirabonon, they didn't want to wear tzitzis that are kilayim. Gzeira mishum ksus lailu. He'll have a ksus amyuchel lelailus. He'll put tzitzis, and then you're in trouble because then there's no tzitzis by night. So they stopped midrabon on sadin b'tzitzis. Okay. Yeah, they're clear. What I'm supposed to talk about? What? What? That's what it sounds like. No, this is not. But Rabbanan said, don't put it on here, because you might put it on a ksus laiv. The Gemara Taki asks. That's the Gemara in Yevomis. Aye, there be oikei dover min atayra for mid the rice you have to have tzitzis. That's what it says. B'sheval taisa chazal can be oikei. B'sheval taisa shine. They can be oikei. They can be oikei and dvar Torah b'sheval taisa. Just like we don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. This is a mitzvah rice that took away from us. B'sheval taisa yesh kerech v'yad chachomim like a dover min atayra b'sheval taisa.
Since we're not required tzitzis at night, there would be over.
Oh yeah, they'll need the rice. Yeah, and you have the right. Then the stump shatnas you're wearing. Okay, little I got it to him. Vatiznach mishol posik yineich. Vatiznach misholim nafshi. In the chumra, I forgot sholim. No shisi toivo. I forgot good. My vatiznach misholim nafshi. What do you mean? Om rabbos at lokas nebi shabbos. They didn't have name is posik at lokas nebi shabbos because that's sholim. It's for sholim pious. The person trips. You have light in the house without light. You can trip and break your neck. No shisi toivo. I forgot toivo. What's toivo? Bimizu besa merchatz. Rabbi Barabba Omer Rabbi Yechanan Zurachitz Shadayim Raglayim Bechamed Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcham Zumita Nov Kalim Noam Shel Leo. So it's all forgotten. Then makes the churm. Rabbi Barabba Omer Zumita Mutzatz Vishem Mekushetes LaTalmidei Chachomim. Toner Rabbonon Eze Osher Kol Sheyesh Ol Nachas Ruach BeOsher Diver Reb Meir. Rashi learns it means a Sameya Bechelkoi. A Sameya Bechelkoi. That's them Ser Osher. Reb Tarfin Omer Kol Sheyesh Lo Kuf Kromim, Umei Yisodis, Vekuf Avodim, Shoivdim Bohem. That's a Noshim. That sure learns that Hiptafin is talking to a person who's amassing wealth. He thinks he'll become famous and get a lot of covet for amassing wealth. Which Mishnah? He learns he's talking to a person like that, and he's telling him, you're not going to make it anyway. Because to make the big time, you need $10 million anyway. It's a guzma, kuf. You're not going to make it anyway. So don't spend your life amassing wealth to make people think that you're this and that. It's not going to happen anyway. This is the guy that Mashiach says who's trying to amass a lot of wealth because he's got to keep his wife with a lot of jewelry and a lot of who knows what. So he's busy spending his whole life making money. To which Rabbi Akiva says, The wealth is having the wife is mekushet is b'maisim, not with a lot of jewelry, but if a maisim are good, that's the wife to have. So don't spend yourself your life running around making money, so you can buy every diamonds every week. I don't know. He does make lishitosa, but not from there. He's got some sort of lishitosa there. That's what Akiva, I'm saying. Yeah, now Akiva she tells us. Because he was referring to his wife. His wife was a daughter of rich people, and yet she was Rapekas with nothing. She married him and lived with nothing. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Sheyesh Lo Beis Hakis, Somach Lo Shulchano. Meaning, if you're amassing wealth because you worry, that's something about the guy who's amassing wealth to make sure because he's afraid, you know what I mean? Like they say the joke today, people are worried their whole lives, you know, spending and knocking out their lives, making money in case Social Security won't be enough. You know, what if Social Security goes bankrupt? You know, we told you're going to live that long altogether. But anyway, this is a guy who's spending his life amassing wealth because in case he gets sick, he should pay the doctor bills. You know, the Blue Cross getting shvacha, the coverage, and this Obama chazer, I know what's going on exactly. But mainly he's amassing wealth his whole life in case he gets sick. Is if he tells him, leave alone the man, we'll just take care of your health. That's his way of saying it. So in case of keys, so we'll just call it, take care of your health. You'll be healthy, don't worry about the money for the bills later. Tanya, Shimon ben Elozer, Omer, Ein Madlikin Bitsori. What they say for Tsori, it's also some sort of a sap also. What? Balsam. It's also a sap, it's coming out from Matzeh Ketav. My time, why not? Omer Rabob's interesting twist. We said before, it just causes a bad smell. He seems to say it has a good smell. Is that a shereicha noidev? What is shereicha noidev?
It's pungent.
Is that good or bad? I'm not sure.
Good smell.
Good smell, okay. Xavier Shem is stopping me, man. He'll take some of it. Now, when you take out Shem, we'll learn language. Take out Shemen from a burning thing, that's mechaber. Because you're dimming the light like. Omale Abaye, Lema Mar, Neshahu off. I have a better reason for you. It because apparently this stuff, when it lights, off means it like it jumps up and gets onto the walls of the house, and the house can catch fire. Why did I touch off? I don't know. It's volatile. Yeah, it can catch fire. As Taisa says, and that's not just Shabbos. I mean, it should be. Either you say that you're afraid the house will burn down, or we're afraid he'll be nervous the house will burn down, so put out the fire. You don't need this business of Reicha Noidev. He says, it's a strange thing. This reason should have been enough to ask for it even during the week. I mean, if you're afraid your house will burn down, then you shouldn't use it during the week either. But okay. Erechem is giving two reasons. The first one, you shouldn't use it, Neshu off. Vioid. Okay, again, the strange story. I haven't kept shot. I don't know what the story means. He chamsa. There was a mother-in-law. They have a sneal of a kalos. She hated a daughter-in-law. Very good. Omra lo. She tells a zili kashid b'mishka dafarsim. Go shmir yourself, anoint yourself with a shemen afarsim. So now that she got it all loaded up with the shemen, Omra ezel iskid. So she went and she put on the shemen. Kiosis, when she came back to the mother-in-law, Omrala, she said to her, Zil Itli Shraga, go light the nair. Now she lit herself up because she was so full of oil. She what's the word? Self-immolation. Kiosis, Omrala, Zil Itli Shraga, Ozli Itli Shraga, Inpach Vanura, Veochlasa. They have any interesting insights of what in the world am I supposed to tell us?
Mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws, it's.
Is the fire? Yeah,
it's a classic.
Yeah, but it's an extreme story, boy. It's an extreme one.